and welcome. You are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosden, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and joining me today is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Good to be with you on this second session of our unit. This is a lesson on serve with trust. And again, we're studying from Elijah's life and his ministry. When we think about trust, it plays a big role in our lives. Most of us would agree about that. But people and things can fail us. We have only one sure and confident source of trust, and that is God. God is omnipotent, and he is perfect in all of his attributes. So our lesson today is from 1 Kings 17, verses 7 through 16, Mark.
All right, and our point for today is service to God should be fueled by trust in him. So a great, great thought in this lesson. So our first point for today is follow God's direction. Follow God's direction. And so let's read verses 1 Kings 17, 7 through 12. After a while, the wadi dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Get up and go to Zarephath that belongs to Sidon and stay there. Look, I have commanded a woman who is a widow to provide for you there." So Elijah got up and went to Zarephath. When he had arrived at the city gate, there was a widow gathering wood. Elijah called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup and let me drink." As she went to get it, he called her and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I don't have anything baked. Only a handful of flour in a jar and a bit of oil in a jug. Just now, I am gathering a couple of sticks in order to prepare it for myself and my son so we can eat it and die." Wow, wow, wow. So there is the beginning portion of this lesson. Elijah, remember, had been at the Wadi Cherith. He had been provided for by the Wadi, which now dried up, and the ravens, which are now gone. The Lord now sends him to a widow, another unlikely place where you're going to find substance, especially in a drought. So a widow typically was poor. She was dependent on the people, the family, and society around her. And God sends Elijah to this unlikely place in order to be sustained in the midst of this terrible drought that's going on. So what do you see first here, Christina?
Right, Mark. It's absolutely amazing that the circumstances are set up here for God to just show himself strong. But also what we see here is that Elijah continues to follow God's direction. That is so important. No matter what's going on around us, how dire things may be, we need to continue to follow God's direction. You know, it's important to follow directions in anything. I remember here recently that I bought a laundry product called White Out, because I wanted to brighten my clothes, and not just the whites, but all of my clothes. So I proceeded to put my whites in and my towels and put the powder in the washer. And when I pulled those clothes out, my towels had completely faded. There was no more color in those tiles. So I fault myself because I did not read the directions and I did not follow the directions. So it's important to do that, especially in our relationship with God, to follow those directions that God gives us.
Sure. And, you know, this is the whole essence of obedience and discipleship, to follow God's directions. And often we don't always understand his directions. We don't often understand why he is directing us in certain ways. But if we will be people of faith and demonstrate our trust in God, we have to follow those directions, whether it's, you know, my money is funny, but God wants me to tithe, or, you know, God is calling me to do something that I don't feel like I have the particular talents or skills to be able to do. And so God is often going to push us and guide us in places we don't think we're equipped to handle. And yet, if we will follow him, if we will serve him, we've got to trust that he will provide what we need when we get there. So I can think about this in my own call to the ministry. I'm an introvert. I'm not the one who likes to hang around with people. I'm not a talker. And yet God calls me to a task where talking is my business. So, you know, but God equips you for whatever he calls you to. So we've got to follow him, follow God's direction if we're going to serve with trust. Here's the second thing. So if we're following with trust, then the second one is easy. If we're not following with trust, the second one is hard. Encourage others to trust God. Huh? So let's look at verses 13 and 14. Then Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a small loaf from it and bring it out to me. Afterwards, you may make some for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord God of Israel says. The flour jar will not become empty, and the oil jug will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the surface of the land." Wow. Wow. So this is quite a challenge that he has given to the widow. She says, "I'm getting these sticks in order to make a cake for my son and I. We're going to eat it and die." She was at the end of her supply and at the end of her rope. She didn't know anywhere else to turn. She was resigned to this fate. And yet Elijah says, "Here, do this. Make me a cake first." And he says, "If you do that, the Lord God will bless you and your flour and oil will not run out." That is powerful.
Yes.
Why is Elijah able to encourage this woman to trust God? Because he himself had walked in a life of trust before the Almighty. What are you thinking, Christina?
No, absolutely. You know, as you said, the widow had nothing to offer. But Elijah encouraged her by telling her to not be afraid. And, you know, Elijah listened to God's voice. That's the reason he could trust God. He had a relationship with God. We need to walk with God in such a way that we can hear God speak to us. God speaks to us all the time and in so many different ways. He speaks through a still small voice, through his word, through others, and through our circumstances. And then when we hear from God, we should trust him. Trust that we've heard from him and follow his directions, just like Elijah is modeling for us. We should trust God when we hear him speak to us.
Right. But it's, part of this is reminded to us that people are not going to do as we say. They want to do as we do. And so you must follow God's direction. And then it becomes easier to encourage others to trust God. All right. So we got to put this, yes, put this thing into work, into action in our lives, and then we can see it as it acts in the lives of others. So here's the third point for today. See God work. So when you walk in following God's directions and you encourage others to trust him, this is what happens. See God work. Let me read verses 15 to 16. So she proceeded to do according to the word of Elijah. Then the woman, Elijah, and her household ate for many days. The flour jar did not become empty, and the oil jug did not run dry, according to the word of the Lord he had spoken through Elijah. So there it is. There it is. God did just as he said, and in the middle of a drought that we know now lasted 3 years, Elijah was sustained, because this woman was willing to also follow by faith. And she and her son and Elijah ate from that flour and that oil for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we haven't always been, many of us haven't always been as comfortable as we are today. So this story always reminds me of biscuits and white gravy. So if you haven't been poor, you don't know anything about biscuits and white gravy. But, you know, so what can you make from a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil? That's about it, right? Some biscuits, you can make some biscuits out of that. And white gravy. So what's white gravy? It's like just flour with a little bit of oil and some water in it, and that's about all you got, right? So this is certainly the poor person's meal right here. But you know, you don't have to eat the best, you know, from the best restaurants in order to be sustained. So if we're eating to live, you know, it only takes a little to be able to eat to live. And so this is a great reminder that God may not bless you with everything you want, but he will always give you everything you need. What are you thinking, Kristen?
Yes, Mark, you talked about biscuits and white gravy. I remember because we grew up needing, you know, many things that, you know, we didn't have as much as others had. But I remember pinto beans. We always had pinto beans. And I can remember even as a little girl washing those pinto beans in the outside hydrant, the faucet that ran outside. But yeah, you know, Elijah and this widow. First of all, Elijah got this woman, this widow, to walking in faith. And so she followed Elijah's directions. She didn't say, oh my goodness, that's crazy. Why should I do what you're saying? She actually believed as Elijah believed, and they ate for many days. It was as if, you know, like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So the widow followed Elijah as he followed God's directions. So, you know, again, we need to trust God when things are difficult for us, when things hit us the hardest. Our opportunity to trust God was in 2020 when the pandemic hit us the hardest. And we still need to trust God as we struggle with taking the vaccine, and this variant is raising its head now. So there are opportunities always to trust God and allow him to work in our lives.
Right. And so if you don't trust God, you can never see God work. So God doesn't work in the absence of faith. And so you have to exercise by faith, your faith, and then see God work. So this is one of the phrases we hear Jesus say over and over again in the New Testament, her faith or your faith has healed you. What is he saying? It's not the faith itself that healed, but it's the fact that your faith allowed God the opportunity to be able to come in to work. Why? Because when God moves not just for us, but also so others can see how he operates so they can be drawn into a relationship with him as well. And so there it is, friend. You act by faith. You encourage others to act by faith and then stand back and watch God work. And so this is a great lesson and a great one for people who might be, if you're fearful, if you're apprehensive about things right now, don't be apprehensive. Live and walk by faith and then watch God work. Wow, this is great. So if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on for just a moment because Christina is going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I want to remind each and every one of you to please get your copy of the U Bible Study curriculum so that you can have these lessons at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is designed for urban and multi-ethnic churches. It has digital availability as well as paper. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. So come on, Christina, give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, Mark, our teaching tip for today is connected to our lesson and what we've been talking about. Trust God to do his part. You know, sometimes everything takes a turn for the worst, even as teachers. When you're going to church or when you're at home getting things together, things can happen. You know, if you're driving, you're impeded by a stalled car, or your technology suddenly goes kaput. No one in the group is talking. There seems to be no interest. But don't give up and don't get out of sorts. Remember, your teaching is not about you. Find solace in knowing you've done your part. You've prayed, you've prepared, and now you're ready to present. When you've done your part, then you can trust God to do his part. That's our tip for today.
All right, that's absolutely great. And I know you're going to be blessed as you go through this lesson in the U Bible study, and you're going to really enjoy it. So, friend, join us again for our U Bible study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.